USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Democrats, including Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, are calling on the Attorney General to give the findings of the Mueller report to lawmakers and the public.
Now that Special Counsel Mueller has submitted his report to the Attorney General, it's imperative for Mr. Barr to make the full report public and provide its underlying documentation and findings to Congress.
Schumer saying the president should not get a sneak peek at the report before Congress. Trump attorney Rudy Giuliani tells Fox News this marks the end of the Russia investigation. We await a disclosure of the facts. Giuliani went on to say, we're confident that there is no finding of collusion by the president, and this underscores what the president has been saying from the beginning, that he did nothing wrong. The attorney general says he could start briefing Congress on the report as early as this weekend. A former U.S. attorney who's advised Trump on the probe calls that a grand slam for President Trump. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services, by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
During the last leg of a Mideast tour that took U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo to Kuwait and Israel, Pompeo said in Beirut Friday the U.S. will continue pressures against Lebanon's Hezbollah, the Iran-backed militant group.
The United States will continue to use all peaceful means, everything at our disposal, to choke off the financing, the smuggling, the criminal networks, and the misuse of government positions and influence that feeds Iran and Hezbollah terror operations. And we will not hesitate to call out those who actively and passively support these activities and betray the trust and hopes of the Lebanese people.
His comments in Beirut were in strong contrast to those of his host, the Lebanese foreign minister, who minutes earlier insisted that Hezbollah is a Lebanese group that is not a terrorist organization and was elected by the people. Singer R. Kelly appeared in a Chicago courtroom Friday asking for permission to tour in an effort to be able to make child support payments after being charged with sexual abuse of minors. After the hearing, defense attorney Stephen Greenberg says he asked for a delay in that ruling so he could get more information to the judge. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The president's newest nominee to the board of the Fed Reserve shares his ideas on what he hopes to accomplish. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has details.
President Trump says he'll nominate Stephen Moore to fill the vacancy on the board of the Fed Reserve. Trump made the announcement shortly after landing in Florida. Moore is an economic policy analyst and fiscal conservative who's been also critical of Fed Chair Jerome Powell. Moore joins Fox News and talks about what he's going to try to implement on the board.
I will try to pursue and promote policies that increase wages and increase growth and prosperity. That's my whole agenda here, is what makes American businesses and American workers, you know, better off.
Missouri River water managers were just a few weeks away from starting a long-awaited $30 million project to raise the two levees closest to Offutt Air Force Base in Nebraska when the epic Nebraska flood of 2019 blew up their plans. The board of the Papio-Missouri River Natural Resources District, the regional watershed manager, gave a final nod to the plans last month. Then came the flood. About a third of the Air Force Base was flooded. At one point, 2,000 miles of state highways were shut down by flooding. That's now down to a few hundred miles. Lieutenant Matt Sutter with the State Patrol reminds motorists that as waters recede, they could still be dangerous.
Still having some standing water on the roadways. We're trying to assess if the roads are still intact underneath that water. So anytime you see that standing water, it's never a good idea to drive on that, because what we're discovering when the water is receding, a lot of times the roadway is no longer there.
That's why motorists are being told not to drive around barricades. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.